USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that a Louisiana law requiring individuals who perform abortions at clinics with admitting privileges in nearby hospitals is unconstitutional as it places an undue burden on women seeking abortions. The court ruled 5-4 in the case June Medical Services LLC versus Russo, with Chief Justice John Roberts casting the deciding vote, siding with the court's liberal justices. In dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote, "Today, a majority of the court perpetuates its ill-found abortion jurisprudence by enjoying a perfectly legitimate state law and doing so without jurisdiction." Thomas claims that those performing abortions do not have standing to challenge laws on the basis they restrict the ability to get an abortion, because it's not their rights that are at issue, but of the potential patients only. Thomas went on to flatly state that abortion precedents are grievously wrong and need to be overruled. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The coronavirus is spreading too rapidly and too broadly for the U.S. to bring it under control, according to the principal deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Ann Shushak. The U.S. has set records for daily new infections in recent days as outbreaks surge mostly across the South and the West. The recent spike in new cases outpaced daily infections in April, when the virus rocked Washington State and the Northeast, and when public health officials thought the outbreak was hitting its peak in the U.S. The gun violence in the streets of Chicago claimed the lives of three minors, with two others wounded over the last week alone. A 10-year-old girl was killed when a stray bullet shattered the window and struck her head while she was inside her second-floor family apartment. The same day, a 20-month-old baby was shot dead in broad daylight while strapped in a car seat next to his mother. According to an analysis of crime statistics by the Chicago Tribune, the last week has marked the most violent in Chicago since at least 2009, with some 106 people shot, 14 of them fatally. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After weeks of protests in Seattle, business owners are getting frustrated with the autonomous zone. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Organizers of Seattle's CHOP are urging demonstrators to leave a tent encampment in the area and focus on an abandoned police precinct. Multiple acts of violence have been reported in and around the police-free zone over the past few weeks. Two people were critically wounded in a shooting near CHOP on Monday. One of the victims later died at the hospital. Joey Rodolfo is a Seattle business owner. He said, as enough is enough regarding CHOP.
The city council said that they were going to take the CHOP zone down on Friday, and the agitators won that one. Then they said that it was going to happen Sunday. Agitators won again. Now they're saying it's Monday. So you know what happens when you keep moving the goalposts, right? The goalposts keep moving. This city has gotten so progressive here lately that I talk to my friends who own restaurants and other businesses, and I can tell you the crescendo keeps increasing here with people that are saying, we want out.
Yemen's raging civil war has created a ticking time bomb just off the country's Red Sea coast. The FSO Safer, a 45-year-old supertanker loaded with over 1 million barrels of crude oil, is caught between the warring sides and has been left to decay. Activists and officials warn the Safer could hemorrhage its cargo into the sea at any time, with devastating consequences for nature and the already beleaguered people of Yemen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.